If you like John Carlson, you'll love Glenn Beck this morning at 9 on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Yes, I want to talk about this outrage overseas, but I'm not talking about Ukraine for the moment. We've been talking about Ukraine throughout part of today's show. It's completely overshadowing this frightening and bizarre terror attack that took place several days ago in the city of Kunming, China. Now, Kunming is in southern China, and it is the scene of one of the most bizarre terror attacks. 10 men with knives began hacking away at people indiscriminately at a rail station, killing 29, wounding over 100. And there's talk about, you know, is this the work of separatists? Is this the, you know, work of Islamic fanatics? I said, you know what? I want to take a moment just to find out what the hell went down in this terror attack and what it could mean moving forward. And of course, one of the places we like to go to is the Heritage Foundation for a situation like this. Dean Cheng joins us here, Senior Research Fellow. Mr. Cheng, thanks very much for taking the time to be here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Who are these guys? And I've never heard of a terror attack like this before.
Well, we're really not quite sure who they are. The Chinese government is saying that it is Uyghur separatists. And there is some reason to think it might be, given that they found flags and things linked to the Uyghurs. The Uyghurs are basically a Muslim minority group within China. They are the bulk of the population out in Xinjiang province, which is to the northwest. So what is striking about this attack is that it's the equivalent of people from Seattle going down to Texas to do a stabbing rampage. And we think if it was Uyghurs who did it, part of it may well be that there's been a lot of crackdowns and things up in Xinjiang, and that they were basically looking for softer targets. And Kunming being far away with no real ties to Xinjiang seemed to have provided, unfortunately, that kind of opportunity.
This man who's supposedly responsible, named Abdurrahim Kurban. Not sure about the pronunciation. Abdurrahim Kurban. Do you know anything about him?
No. A lot of these figures are not particularly well known out here in the West. Frankly, the entire Uyghur situation is not particularly well discussed. When we think about China, we tend not to think about the possibility of Muslim separatists. The broader Uyghur population in exile, the spokespeople have, on the one hand, said that this was a bad thing, which you would expect them to say, but have also said that this is what happens when you have repression. The problem here is that the Uyghurs are becoming a minority in their own home territory, as China has moved Han Chinese, which represent about 90% of the population, into Xinjiang, and essentially have made them a minority in their own physical territory.
Can you lay out for us the attack itself and how they carried it out and how long it lasted?
Well, the reports indicate that one person seems to have shown up with a large bag at the Kunming train station. In China, much of the population moves long distances by train, so train stations are very crowded and a great place to produce high casualty attacks. Apparently, a number of other people, including one woman, strikingly, rushed up to the bag, pulled out knives up to 20 inches long, about 2 feet, almost like a machete, and just started slashing away at people. Many folks were stunned. Many folks were just not able to react very quickly. And in some cases, they slashed them. In other cases, they stabbed him repeatedly. So by the time the police
just
were
indiscriminately,
able to,
just
as far as we can tell, there doesn't seem to have been a particular target. It wasn't like they were going after a political figure. It wasn't like they just aimed at police. That's one of the striking things, is that they seem to have been slashing at commuters, at travelers, at train station employees.
Okay, so you see a crazy person with a knife, and so you run in the other direction, and there's two other people with knives slashing away.
Exactly.
How long did this go on?
To have stabbed or killed almost 170 people, this almost certainly went on for a while. You know, the police presumably would have tried to respond, but you're going to have a lot of confusion. You'll have people screaming, a lot of people running around, trying to figure out who's doing what. So almost certainly it took some number of minutes. This wasn't a bomb explosion, right? It wasn't over in an instant.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Was it not carried out with bombs or guns because those weapons simply weren't available? Or did they want to maximize the horrificness of the crime itself, of the terror attack, by carrying it out with knives?
Well, I think it's a combination of things, and obviously this is all speculation. But to begin with, access to guns in China isn't easy, not to say it's impossible, but especially for groups like Uyghurs, who are physically noticeably different from Han Chinese, gathering guns would not be easy. Gathering a group of people together someplace in China is not going to be easy because there are these repeated crackdowns. The other piece to this is that, so knives are a lot easier to get access to. There may have been a certain degree of horrificness, like you said. The fact that you could get 10 people together means that, like in a lot of insurgencies, you've now created a question among the broader population. Is the Uyghur down the street, is the Uyghur I'm working with, is he safe? Is he possibly going to become a terrorist? And so by creating pressure on other Uyghurs, in the mind of the terrorist, you're creating a group who will rise up with you.
Again, to drive home the bewilderment factor in this terror attack, the Uyghur territory controversy over identity and government, that's actually over 1,000 miles away.
Yes,
from where this attack took place at the Kunming train station.
Exactly.
So there was no particular rhyme or reason for the attack to be there?
Not that we've seen.
Like you said, it would be like a group of Seattle political radicals carrying out a terror attack in Texas.
Yes. But if they're part of a larger group, if they are part of a network, what they're essentially saying is that this, we are everywhere. We can cause death and havoc. No place is safe. There are, while the bulk of Uyghurs are in Xinjiang, they do migrate within China in the sense of looking for labor, looking for jobs and things. And in fact, back in 2008, I think it was, you had massive riots that began because ethnic Uyghurs were being beaten up in eastern China. And stories got back to Xinjiang about their bad treatment.
Okay, but I want to hone in on this. Russia has a problem with a ethnic religious minority, the Chechens.
Yes.
And there's ongoing controversy over Chechnya, which is within Russia, landlocked within Russia. Is this the same situation in China with the Uyghurs?
At this point, from what we can tell, the Uyghurs are not as radicalized as many of the Chechens are. And the Chechens in particular are embittered because in 1994, Boris Yeltsin sent tanks and things straight in there and actually got defeated. And then Putin came back a few years later and leveled the larger Chechen cities, entire square blocks. That was how Vladimir Putin dealt with snipers was. If there's a sniper in a city block, we'll level the entire block. That has created a really ugly, embittered population. We don't think that there's been that scale of atrocity on either side. But the Chechens were the ones who went into Beslan and took over an entire school building filled with kids and killed about half of them. So there's, but yes, if you take a step back, that's what we're talking about. A minority group in a larger country that has decided that it is going to employ
the emphasis is on terrorism. The ethnicity of the Uyghurs rather than their religion, which is Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't see this as an Islamic jihadist attack?
It could well be. The fact that all of these people were dressed in black and that the woman who was apparently one of the attackers was dressed in a veil may well be indicative that they're not simply Uyghurs but radicalized Muslims. I don't want
to. Well, is there a communique? I mean, did they say what they were doing this for?
At this point, I don't believe that there's actually been anyone who has officially claimed responsibility. This is, again, part of what makes things so complex.
So still way more questions than answers. And this would be getting a whole lot more attention were it not for what's going down in Ukraine right now.
Absolutely. And let me just throw in one other observation. The Chinese are announcing their budgets right now. Their defense budget, it's been announced, will go up by about 12%. But if trends of the last several years continue, China's internal security budget, which we think is already larger than their military budget, would rise even faster. And this is just going to give further impetus to that kind of spending, but also, you know, real crackdown policies within China.
All right. Dean Cheng from the Heritage Foundation, you know, thanks very much. At least you're able to give us, you know, some guidance that helps at least explain the madness of this bizarre terror attack. You know, 8 to 10 people with knives, 4 of whom were shot dead, several others arrested, for slashing and stabbing about 130 people at a Kunming, China train station, killing 29 of them. Thanks again for being with me for a few minutes here, Dean.
My pleasure.